Hello, everybody. We start in the world of West Delaware boys track and field, finally outside for the first meet of the year. After three meets canceled the last 2 weeks, they traveled up to Decorah for the Decorah boys relays. As the Hawks came in 6 out of 8 teams, Decorah won it with 185 points. The Hawks had 14 points in 6th place ahead of Lansing Key and Central Cater. The West Delaware girls track and field team trying to get outside for the second time later on today, but Mother Nature might have a say in that one, as the Hawks are expected to travel to Hudson to take part in the Pirate Invitational, as that would start at 4:30 if it's still on. First outside competition for the West Delaware girls and boys golf teams yesterday. For the West Delaware girls, they traveled down to the Gardner Golf Course in Marion. Marion, the hosting school, of course. The Hawks winning the meet with a 192 over Marion and Clear Creek Amana. The Hawks led by Emma Hogan with 47, 48 for Ella Kolak and Malin Coates, 49 for Susie Funky, a 50 for Kennedy Klosterman, Alyssa Peterson with a 59. The West Delaware JV team came in with a 169, as Andrea Wubina, Madeline Pallas, also Olivia Zertzman, Izzy Mooney, and Lexi Moran, all competing for the Hawks JV team. The West Delaware boys golf team took part in the Amana Colonies golf course action hosted by Clear Creek Amana. Marion was also there. Hawks coming in 3rd behind CCA and Marion, as a 199 for the Hawks. As leading the way was Griffin Lott, the freshman, with a 42. 50 for McCoy Payton, the freshman. 55 for Will Halverson. 59 for Kevin Hauschild. Jack Biesing shot a 52. And Ethan Hofer with a 68 for head coach Christy Imsland. West Delaware JV team came in 5th place out of 6 teams. Mason Rowling, Peyton Lewin, Cam Downs, TJ Soppy, Connor Andrag, and Aiden Weber all participating. For that group, back to girls golf. Edco defeated East Buchanan 245 to 262 up in Colesburg last night at the Lone Pine Golf Course. For Edco, leading the way with a 56 was Kinsey Barnhart, a 65 for Kayla Tyne, Abby Sullivan with a 62, Haley Roush had a 62 as well, a 76 for Brianna Van Grohl, and a 70 for Audrey Helmricks. For East Buchanan, Allie Joyce led the way with a 57, McKenna Lays with a 77, Jaden Hellenthal with a 62, a 79 for Brooklyn Kelchin, 67 for Maya Heagle, and a 76 for Abby Newman. To the world of soccer now. West Delaware was defeated by Beckman in girls play 6-0 in Manchester. Hawks fell to 0-4. Beckman improves to 1-1. In other girls action, it was Independence beating Decorah. The Mustangs are now 4-0 after a 3-0 win over the Vikings. On the boys' side of things, Independence fell to Decorah. The Mustangs dropped to 1-2 after a 2-1 loss to Decorah. And elsewhere, it was Monticello suffering a 9-0 loss to Iowa City Regina. The Panthers now sit at 0-2. To Iowa men's basketball news, after spending 3 years in and out of the Hawkeye starting lineup and winning a Big Ten Conference championship, Joe Toussaint will try his hand in the Big 12. Less than 2 weeks after entering the NCAA transfer portal, the fast-paced point guard from the Bronx, New York, is heading closer to home. Toussaint on Monday announced that he will play next season for West Virginia. He started 41 times in his 98-game Hawkeye career, including 20 times as a true freshman. The Iowa baseball team in play today, if Mother Nature allows. They're in Franklin, Wisconsin, getting ready to take on Milwaukee. Game is set to begin at 4 o'clock. It'll be streamed live on ESPN Plus and also available on the Hawkeye Radio Network. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.